Welcome to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. This show is intended to share the voices and stories of the students, teachers, and community that make us Fox C6 Strong.
Welcome to another episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am your superintendent, Dr. Nisha Patel, and I am so excited that you are joining us for Season 2, Episode 5. On this podcast, we share the individual voices and stories of the students, staff members, and community members who truly make us Fox C6 Strong. On today's episode, you are going to meet Kurt Warner, the president of the Arnold Imperial Optimist Club. Kurt and the Optimist Club do amazing work to support the students and teachers in Fox C6, and I'm excited to share some of these projects with you today. Now, I'll turn it over to JP Presavento and Kurt Warner, and I will talk to you again after their conversation.
Welcome back to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am so excited to be joined today by Kurt Warner. Kurt is the president of the Arnold Imperial Optimist Club, and we're going to learn today a little bit about Kurt and how the Optimist Club supports students here in Fox C6. Kurt, welcome.
Thanks, JP. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we're so glad you're here. Before we get started, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Kurt Warner. Don't confuse me with the NFL quarterback. I might have heard that a few times in my life. I am a Fox High School graduate, class of 1994. For all you kids, that was before computers. I left Fox High, went on to get my bachelor's degree in computer science, and I am currently the network administrator for the East St. Louis School District, as well as the president of the Arnold Imperial Optimist Club, as well as lieutenant governor for East Missouri for the Optimist District.
So it sounds to me, Kurt, like your days are always busy and you have plenty to do.
Well, on top of that, I also have three teenage children. I have twin sons, they're age 16, and a daughter who is 14, and they are active in all kinds of school stuff.
Can you tell our audience members who may not be familiar with the Optimist Club what that organization is all about?
Optimist International was founded 101 years ago in Louisville, Kentucky. It was actually started to help keep kids from cutting school. That was their big first push. And over the years, it has evolved to the basis of our organization is to better the community and serve the children in our communities to help make their lives better. So in Arnold, we run Arnold and Imperial area, we run all kinds of programs to help kids, help families reach out. We're not a charity, we're a service organization. So that means we'll work with other organizations to help them get stuff done and fundraise. And our main goal is to make the lives of people in our community better. That's what we want to do.
So Kurt, can you tell us a little bit about how the Arnold Imperial Optimist Club started working with the Fox School District?
Sure. I mean, we've always been working kind of around the fringes of the Fox School District, but we really started a couple years ago when we started our pay down school lunch debt program. So as a father of three, as I mentioned before, and obviously, you know, being in working in a school district, school lunches are affordable. Definitely. So in my situation at the time, I had three children that were going to school, getting school lunches, and I didn't have that great of a job. I made too much money to be on free and reduced, but at the end of the month, I was looking at a $200 a month school lunch bill for three kids. That's a lot of money for somebody. And I know what kind of stress that put on me. So one night we were having a meeting and we were kind of talking about programs that we could start to help out people. And it kind of came out like, hey, let's reach out and see if any of these schools are in school lunch. And, you know, after just doing a little digging, we found that a lot of the local schools had children and families that were heavily, heavily in school lunch debt. We would pick a school every month and go in there and whatever money we could raise, we could pay off some of that debt. So when those students came back to school, they could have a hot lunch. They could concentrate on their work. They could not be segregated from their peers. And it's been a great program. It got a lot of attention, and it started us working with the Fox School District.
On our last episode, listeners may remember that we spoke with Gail Jones, the Fox C6 Director of Food Service and Nutrition. And one thing that Gail and I talked about was how not hungry, not thirsty kids just learn better. And you guys helping to pay down that lunch debt helps the kids, and it helps the families not have stress about where am I going to come up with this money, either at the end of the year or let it keep piling up until students hit graduation. We absolutely thank you and applaud you for that work. So when you think about some of those projects that you guys have done with kids in our area, and specifically with folks here in Fox C6, is there a project that you can point to that you say, we're really proud of the work that we did with this?
Last summer when virtual learning started, we had people reaching out to us for Chromebooks. So we went ahead and raised a bunch of money, gave out Chromebooks to as many students as we could. We were able to raise enough money for 10. You know, Chromebooks aren't cheap. They are cheap, but they're not as cheap as everything else is. So we were able to get 10 Chromebooks, give those to kids in need. I'm a technology guy. So since I've taken over as president, I've tried to do some tech pushes. So we've done several Chromebook giveaways. We do an oratorical contest that we normally would give a cash prize, but I changed that to a Chromebook. We do essay contests and stuff like that for students. So we've had several of the junior highs, participate in that. And we just love helping the kids, and we love helping families and taking that little bit of pressure off them to help them so they can concentrate on schoolwork and doing awesome at school.
Kurt, you talked about a few other projects that the Optimist Club does. Are there any specific stories that kind of come to mind of how families have been impacted from some of those giveaways?
Sure. I don't know. I won't use her name, but we had a family that was on. We wanted to make sure to give Chromebooks away to students who were special needs and weren't able to work with a regular technology. And you know, Google and Chrome have done a great job of the accessibility options inside of Chrome, and they've made it really user friendly even for students that are differently abled. So we were able to find a young man who had special needs and was having difficulty working. His family had a PC and they didn't really have it fine tuned, and we were able to give them a Chromebook, and with the help of the school district, they were able to get it working the way they needed. He was able to get his work done. He was able to get back on track, because without that outlet, it was making it very hard, because he was used to a structured day, and with the shakeup of COVID and the pandemic, the change in the routine was hard for him. Once he got his Chromebook, his mom emailed us, said he loved it. He was working. He was getting his work done. It was very positive thing in his life. And you just think, you know, all this did was me making some phone calls and asking for some money and talking to some manufacturers and having them cut me deals. And it's just, you know, it makes some phone calls and it makes some work. But at the end of the day, you get to smile, because there's a student that's doing their work. They're living their best life, and they're going to make their community better when they grow up.
The Chromebooks really do amazing things with some of their accessibility features and making sure that everyone does get on that level playing field so that they can focus on the learning and not the technology. And it sounds like that really is kind of the driving force behind what you guys are doing, giving students an opportunity to focus on the learning, not the technology, not the lunch, but what really is the core of being a school, that learning. The Arnold Imperial Optimist Club also does some work with Brennan's Friday Backpack. Is that right?
Yeah, we did a couple food drives for Brennan's Friday Backpack. East Missouri is the larger part of the Arnold Imperial Optimist Club falls in that area. It's called East Missouri. Last year with East Missouri, we did a peanut butter fundraiser where we must have had 500 to 1,000 jars of peanut butter. I didn't get to count because I wasn't a part of the whole project, but it was stacked to the ceiling with peanut butter, because that was one of the big things they were asking for. And then just recently, with the pandemic, it's been hard to fundraise, do programs, do any of those things, because you can't really get together. And a lot of our fundraisers are, hey, come out here, hang out with us, let's raise some money, let's do this. And it's been hard. So we knew that Brendan's Friday Backpack had put out a call on their Facebook page that their stores were running low. and we really wanted to help. But at the time, the financial gift that our club was able to give was not gonna help them that much. So we did two fundraisers outside of Save-A-Lot and Arnold. And I will have to tell you that we were able to raise at least $1,000 worth of food. I mean, every person that came in and out was so generous. I mean, we had people coming out with half a cart full and just donating it. Once I heard about Brendan's Friday Backpack and what a great organization it is. One of the other charities that we work with that works with Fox a lot is Cole's Hope. I don't know if you're familiar with them. That's another awesome organization. They work all over Jefferson County. We were able to give them a cash donation as well as run a couple of fundraisers for them. I mean, that's what our club is about. If you're a family in need and you contact us, we might not be able to help you, or we can help you, but we're going to try to help you find the person that can do it, or we're going to try to help you ourselves. And that's just kind of our motto, is to make our community a better place and help if we can.
That's definitely, you know, I see the connections between an organization like the Optimist Club and the school district, because we really are at the heart of the community. And, you know, both your club and our school district are here really to make our community the best place that it absolutely can be. But you've shared some really inspiring stories and examples, Kurt, about how the Arnold Imperial Optimist Club has been able to support students and families here in Fox C6. If our listeners want to get involved with the Optimist Club and help them partner with our district and our local community, what can they do?
You can go to Facebook, and we are facebook.com/Arnold Imperial Optimist. One optimist, not optimists. You find us on Facebook. You contact us there. We meet two times a month. It's not a huge time commitment. We have one business meeting a month, and then we have one social meeting where we go out to a restaurant and talk about our programs and what we can do better. And it is a social club. So you're going to meet people. You're going to make new friends. And the best part is all the effort you get, you're going to get it back in good feelings, because we do good things in the community.
Kurt, I will make sure to link out to the Optimist Club Facebook page in the show notes today. So if you're listening to this episode, the text below the episode you're listening to will have a link to the Arnold Imperial Optimist Club. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us today to tell us a little bit about your club. We are happy to have you here on the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast.
Thank you, JP.
It is truly amazing to hear all the ways that the Arnold Imperial Optimist Club works to support Fox C6 and uphold its mission of bettering the community by serving its children. Here in the Fox School District, we are so fortunate to have community partners like the Arnold Imperial Optimist Club that truly embrace the idea that we are one community working together to achieve the common goal of serving our community by serving our students. Thank you to the Arnold Imperial Optimist Club and all of the other amazing community partners that serve Fox C6. And with that, we are at the end of another episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us on this journey to amplify the voices of the students, teachers, and community members that make us Fox C6 Strong. If you haven't done so yet, you can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you get notified on your phone when a new episode is posted. Thanks again for listening. I can't wait to share our next podcast with you on Monday, March 22nd. Chat soon.
This has been the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. We hope you've enjoyed hearing the voices and the stories that make us Fox C6 Strong. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.